Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This downtown can support a dome. If the argument for the NFL is about a dome, it can be built. I don't think we've thought big enough about south of Progressive Field. You know, I was coming down Broadway Orange today. You know, I'm looking at it, and roads are movable. There are malleable parts of that plan. You could dig right into Orange Avenue and move it to the east, and you can have your Browns Stadium right next to Progressive Field. So there's a lot of different land plays out there. And I realize to the listener, a lot of this is confusing, and some of this is just, let's cut to the quick, do the first thing, the easiest thing. But I think in history, we'll look back and say, why do we do that?
Well, can't you move the roads in Brook Park?
What do you mean, move the roads?
Well, he's saying you can move the roads. Can't you move the ROADs in Brook Park, too?
They don't need to.
Well, you can't move the Brook Park roads to downtown Cleveland.
Okay, so he's saying to move the roads and you can have a stadium next to Progressive Field. All right. But he's saying you can move. So are we doing more infrastructure problems or more infrastructure changes? Isn't that going to take long?
Well, it depends how far south you're going. We got a pretty big bridge right there.
I think Ronan is saying, what is the rush here? Why all of a sudden does this need to get done? Why can't we mull over?
Your lease ends at, what, the end of 29?
Yeah. I mean, can't,
or 28?
Can't you extend those?
Well, you'd like to think so. But it doesn't seem like they all want to be together for very much longer after that, does it not?
Like,
there's a lot of tough talk going on. I mean, we're saying each other are being bullies here.
Well, but that's the question. Did the Haslams really ever entertain doing a dome in downtown? Did they ever really consider it? And if the answer is no, because they wouldn't control the parking, then that would make them look greedy, right? So I don't know the answer. I don't know how realistic the Haslams ever truly looked at any of these other proposals. Remember, the post office was part. There's not enough acreage over there by the post office. That would not have been big enough.
I didn't think so.
So is there enough area? And if it's all about development, is that the only thing the Haslams were going to be gung-ho for to begin with? Was, we need the real estate. We need people, also apartments, you know, dwellings for the people, a mixed real estate in every sense of the term.
I want to get to you guys on this. Todd Derry is going to join us at 7:40 this morning, 7:40. So I want to get to you guys. 216-474-0092. Have you changed your mind on Dome or downtown Cleveland? Real quick, before we go to them, I have not changed my mind. Have you changed your mind?
I think the thing that I've changed my mind on, I'd love the big, beautiful Dome. I would love it. I want to know that we've truly exhausted all the different avenues here. Like, why can't we have the Dome downtown? I haven't really heard the Browns. They've just said, well, it's not feasible in these other locations. Really, though? Is it true? Or is it that they'd be more headaches? You'd have to coerce more current landowners out of their property that costs money. Like, I'd like to hear the Haslams just be honest about that and say that. And then I'd be like, okay, well, they're being strong-armed or whatever. But it does feel right now like we could put a pause on this. That's the one thing I think Ronan kind of sold me on.
All right, let me get to Tony in Mansfield. Tony, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Tony. We're doing well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so kind of like three phases of this. We can put a pause on it, you know, just kind of like whatever the term, like the rush. But I don't know, are the Haslams, like we've talked about, you know, developing the lakefront for how many years and nothing's ever happened. So I'm wondering if the Haslams, like, really feel like they have a partnership with the city of Cleveland to where there's actually going to be some progression if the city's serious about this as well, or if they're just done with it and that's why the whole Brook Park took place and now they're trying to rush it. So that's one, like, stadium downtown, would that work? And then they talked about, you know, renovating the existing stadium and putting a roof on it. And that's just where I, you know, just with my experience, and I don't know how that would ever happen. You'd have to basically tear down the stadium and start from the ground up. You know, being a union construction worker for 15 years, I've talked to a bunch of old heads that worked on that stadium, and just the structural integrity from the foundation and concrete standpoint, it was feasible with the way it was constructed and the way it was crushed. So I don't know how that would work. Well, like I said, with the existing stadium, don't see that plausible with continuing renovating that. But then, too, do we have a partnership with the city of Cleveland that actually wants to progress and move forward? And I think that's the biggest headache we've had for the past 10, 15 years with getting something done. There's been a million proposals and plans, but nothing's ever happened. So I'm wondering if the Haslams are just done with it.
Tony, thank you very much for the call. I think they're just done with it. I think that his question is right. I think that they're done with it. How long was that land? 176 acres or whatever it is, right? How many acres is that?
Out at the Ford plant?
Yeah. 176. How long has that been available? How long has that been for sale?
Well, yeah, when did the plant close? I'm asking
questions you really wouldn't know off the top of your head.
Well, but that's not all Ford plant, right? They had to also go in and
get some
surrounding stuff.
I imagine at the very beginning it was, we've all talked about how the stadium, good God, we were talking about this when Randy Lerner owned the team. That the stadium's not as great as what you'd think it is. They built it in a rush, this, that, and the other. Okay. Then they own the team. The Haslams own the team. You knew this conversation was going to happen. I believe there probably were conversations about a stadium downtown. As time goes on, I think they just decided to hell with it. We're going to buy that land out there. I think they probably had their eye on that land for a while. But if anybody else is going to buy it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. And they decided to buy. Once you buy the land, it's like, well, who else? If the land was for sale for such a long time, do we guarantee that anybody else is going to buy the land? So now you're stuck with 176 acres of what you're trying to buy. So now it's we're going to go on our own right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Please do.
The ultimate hope was that you'd get manufacturing back there. That was the ultimate hope, because that brings the most benefits, I think, to everybody involved, because, you know, once that goes awry, now we're talking about all sorts of subsidies.
Yeah,
we're talking about taxpayer stuff that, you know, the sweetheart deal for the Haslams, which I imagine that's part of the reason they would have been enticed to go there. The one thing I don't want, though, and I'm telling you, I'm hearing a lot of this from people that call and on social media. They want the city to be, they're like, well, the city had their time to do this and they didn't, so let's screw the city. Guys, you don't want to screw the city. Screwing the city just out of being mad at bad leadership, that doesn't help. That does not help the region.
They could always put something downtown that they have, to me, I think they've probably wanted to do for a while, and I hope that would work out. I don't want them to be punitively taken care of because of this. I don't want anything to happen there. It's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah, that just because you didn't like certain leadership or certain people that were involved in city council that dragged their feet on whatever, you're right. The punitive nature of that just is going to serve to screw things in this community, I think, even further.
You know,
like, so don't do that just to be vindictive.
I've watched the Oakland situation where this is basically, in so many ways, kind of like that, where a team is going to leave and go across the bay like the Warriors did. You know, the Raiders went to Las Vegas, the A's or whoever, they're Sacramento. Who knows if they'll ever get to Las Vegas or not. We'll see. That's an odyssey in its own right. But they were very staunch and bye. The mayor, the city, everything was very staunch in letting all of them go. And they said they wanted more, something more permanent, something that involves everybody more, something that's going to make more money over time. And I think that's a great laid plan. Now, there are people who are very critical of that. Well, I also think it's foolish for me to shoot those arrows at the city right now, where this is something that we're not going to know for 10 to 15 years, whether or not that works. So if I were to say that about the city of Oakland, well, hold on. Let's see where that mayor's at on this and what this city is at on this in 10 to 15 years. Well, the same thing has to apply for Justin Bibb in the city of Cleveland. So if they put something there that, okay, yeah, you have permanent business now with people living in and around it, not just a flip-up retail strip mall that all of a sudden has a bunch of empty signs in front of it all of a sudden. I mean, something that's real and tangible there, then great. But I won't know that for a decade. Because they got to tear the thing down, and then they got to build the thing, and they're going to be playing in there for another 3 years. So it's going to be about 15 years before we know any of this and whether or not it really works. But I think that's what the city has wanted. I don't know if I'll still be on the air in 10 to 15 years, or anybody will care what I think of it, or if they care now. But I'll let them know in 10 to 15 years what we'll all let each other know what we think of it. Because then there will be some return, or in Chris Ronayne's words, some other boondoggle that we're worried about. Dave in North Ridgeville, you're next up on the Fan. You want the dome or do you not want the dome? Have you changed your mind?
I am pro-dome, and I'm usually a traditionalist, but hear me out here. You're going to want to punch me in the face, but I'm a Steelers fan. I am a Steelers fan since 1976. But, you know, I would seriously consider, I mean, if this dome is awesome, I mean, I want to enjoy the rest of my life, and if I can be a Browns fan, I would seriously consider, and Tony got me thinking about this because, you know, I can afford a PSL. I would love to. I was on the wait list for Three Rivers, and then they threw away the wait list. But I love football, and it might be awesome. So, yeah, I'm definitely pro-dome, and I will go to games. I go to Browns games now, and it just sucks.
We got it. Dave, thank you very much for the call. Can I still get to John in Cleveland here? Let me get to John in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, boys. Just wanted to make a quick point. You know, Ken, comparing Oakland to Cleveland is like comparing totally two opposite cities, states, everything politically. I mean, if you have politics promising what they're going to do in the next 10 years, you get that lakefront free. And you have tax-free breaks for companies to come and develop that land. Columbus doesn't have to be the only city that's going to benefit from it. Cleveland has that lakefront to entice a lot of big companies. You see companies leaving California or certain states. That would be a good enticing moment. And honestly, it would make Justin Bibb look like a genius if he could bring all of that into the city.
Well, I think that'd be great, John. I just know that he also doesn't want to be known as the guy who let the Browns leave the city.
Correct.
Listen, I'm not saying that he is the worst mayor of all time based on this. That's not what I'm pointing out here, John. I'm saying I won't be able to judge him on, because I really do think that was their plan all along. That's my personal opinion, right? But I know I just can't judge him and go after him for the next decade plus when he's probably holding some other political office.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you. And Haslam's definitely had this already made up in his mind. But if he's like, okay, the Browns are leaving Cleveland already, I need to punt and I need to look at this as real estate and what I can do to make my legacy great.
He certainly does. Yes, John, thank you very much for the call.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.